is spreading, changing the human race, literally turning us into monsters. We must fight. All of us. Fight to save our civilization. Fight or die. The Strain.
What's up, y'all? It is Mike of iWatchMike.com. Welcome to another episode of Talking the Strain, where me and my friend, we talk about the latest episode of the FX series, The Strain. We're going to be talking about Sunday's episode, October 9th. We're two episodes behind, so we're going to wrap up these two separately. So don't think we're going to do it together, because we're not. It's going to be episode 7. It's called Collaborators. Also, don't forget, people, Jesus and I, we spoil. I had a couple of people hit me up and be like, you didn't tell spoilers. So, spoilers. Me and Jesus break it down, okay? And the guy giggling on the phone, that's Jesus of dysfunctional.com. He's a fellow Strain fan. Yeah, people, a couple of people were complaining to me, Jesus.
But we don't spoil in a bad way.
No, we don't. We don't, like, really tear it apart. We just talk about our favorite parts.
Yeah, I mean, it's a recap. People should know from recap that it means we talk about the episode.
I know, but you know, some people are just slower than others, and that's what true. It is. All right, so I've got my notes here, and I went super fast because, you know, for those of y'all that don't know, I have a two-year-old son, and I got to squeeze in TV when I can. So when he's watching Surprise Eggs on YouTube on the left shoulder of mine on the couch, I'm watching Strain. So I got left ear listening to Surprise. Nice color blue. And then on my right side, I have that's what I hear on my right side. So let's get into it. First thing that got me going, I gotta give it to the actor Kevin Durand. I was very satisfied. I've always liked him since what was it with all the bounty hunters? Smoking Aces.
Mm-hmm.
That's when I became a fan of his. But Kevin Durand, outstanding. I really liked him in this episode. Really, really dove into his personal backstory of him and his dad. At first, I'm not going to lie, Jesus. At first, I was like, okay, why am I seeing a flashback of 1941? And then when I heard him say the last name, I was like, I think that's Fett's dad or Grant was somebody related to Fett. And at first, I was like, I don't care for this. But to see it all come to, all together with the little bow on top, I thought it was done really, really good. What'd you think?
I was definitely happy to get a backstory for him because we still don't know much about him. He's still mysterious.
Right.
But yeah, it was done great. It really captured your attention, you know?
I know. I was like, nah. And then I was at the end, I was like, oh, you bastards, you got me. You Strain writers. So it was cool to see the backstory. So you and I were thumbs up on the backstory. I got to say, F and Dutch driving through the city into like nomad's land. And they had Quillen in the backseat.
Mm-hmm.
And Dutch decides, and I get it though. I get it. Like she wanted to get out and help the people that were, basically getting mugged and the wife was about to get probably raped and all that stuff. And, What do you think? Do you think that was a wise call for her to get out of the car, or were you on Team Quinlan? Like, stay in the freaking car. We have a mission to do.
I was on Team Quinlan. I mean, you're at the point where it's, you know, do everything for yourself. It's not, you know, oh, I'm going to help the world, especially when you're, you know, Ground Zero.
Exactly. So I could see it, but then I was like, you know, but you know what? If they wouldn't have gotten out, we wouldn't have seen Quinlan's sword go through that dude's chest. And of course, like what? I mean, he was chopping left and right.
Yeah. I mean, it was a really, really brief scene, but he showed just how much of a badass he is.
He is. And he doesn't even smile when he does. He's like, all right, let's go.
Yeah, and he's unapologetic about it.
Nope. He's got a mission to do. I mean, even like when they finally go back to the airport, which is where it all started in season one, and they're doing their thing, trying to find the box, and you hear machine guns, and Quinlan's like, you got it? And he's already like killed off some vamps, shooting them, chopping them up.
Mm-hmm.
He's so badass. So badass.
Extremely.
So that little part there, anything with Quinlan, I'm happy. Even if he doesn't kill anything, he's just badass. Quinlan, he just makes me want to be a better man.
Yeah, the voice alone is really like intense.
I don't want to disappoint him.
Yeah.
Let's see here. And then I think my last favorite scene here, which it's not really my favorite, but it's kind of a question for you and the fans out there. So Palmer finally gets the white stuff for the eyeballs from the professor.
Mm-hmm.
When he gives it to him and then he rolls off, he kind of like smiles and snickers. Do you, I mean, what's your feelings on Palmer? Do you think he's, yes, let's take out the master because I'm pissed off at him because he reneged on his deal? Or do you think Palmer is playing double agent?
He's definitely cannot be trusted. I don't think he's double agent, but I think he finally kind of sees like, oh, I have a working white stuff. Maybe I could reproduce it.
So that's what I was thinking too. Like I figured he was going to get his chemists on it and be like, yeah. I need you to duplicate this and try to do it. Yeah, because when he smiled at the end, I was like, ugh. I mean, I'm hoping he's on the team. I mean, I don't know. I mean, it's obvious that the professor and Fett have to know that if you give him a sample, his chemists are going to try to do it. But maybe the professor's like, there's no way he's going to do it. I have no idea. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that little snicker I put on here, can we trust him for real?
And I don't think so.
I don't think yeah. And if so, I don't think he's playing double agent. I know we can't trust him, but a little slight of me feels that he's all doing it for himself now. You know,
definitely.
Like he's not a team player. He's like, I'm going to make sure that I'm on the top of this. I live forever.
Yeah.
He's
definitely no longer on the Master's team, but he's definitely not going to get on the Professor's team either.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know, he's also got an ego, so I don't think he's going to play second fiddle. Like, I mean, he did with the Master and it didn't turn out so well. So I think he's on this whole trip of respect and,
mm-hmm.
but you know, I don't know. I don't know if that's an act. I just can't, I can't read Palmer. That's what sucks.
Yeah.
So at the end of this right here, I just put cool episode. I thought it was a great episode. It was dope. It had the right amount of action. It had a little bit of everything. I was satisfied with this episode.
Definitely. And, you know, we get a little shout back to the premiere episode in season one.
Yeah.
So everything is kind of wrapping up, mm-hmm. which is kind of sad because you could feel the ending coming.
You could feel it. And you know, yeah. and I was watching it too. I was wondering, I'm like, who's gonna make it to the end? Like, is the professor gonna die, finally putting a sword into the master, and then the master's gonna? I'm like, now I'm looking at all the characters. I'm like, who's gonna live and who's gonna die?
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know, but thumbs up to this episode. I'm sure you do this. Scale of 1 to 10. This episode.
I'm giving it a 9.
A 9.
Yeah. Anything with too much F is just. I don't know. Not good enough.
Okay. Well, I put here an 8. I had an 8. It's a high good 8. Like I really like this episode, but it just if I would have had more fighting with Quinlan and mm-hmm. more action with Fett kicking ass, I probably would have given it up a 9 or a 10. But other than that, it was still a good episode.
Yeah. Not bad at all.
Coolio. Well, I think this is it, right? We're wrapping it up.
I think we're good.
All right. So we're good people. We're gonna jump on and do last night's episode. We're going to talk about that one in just a few. So don't forget, you can find all my stuff, Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat, all that good stuff on my blog, iwatchmike.com. Just go there and you can find my stuff. And if you want to check out Jesus, Jesus, why don't you let people know?
My blog, dysfunctional.com, at dysfunctional on Twitter and Instagram, Dysfunctional LA on Facebook, and Dysfunctional on the Good Shows app and Snapchat.
Sweet. And don't forget, if you go to iTunes and search Talking the Strain, you will find Jesus and I, plus our other recap shows from the Strain, going back to, was it season one, right? I think it was, or season mm-hmm. two? I can't remember. And that's it for us. Also, you can find us at audioboom.com/channel/iWatchMike. Good Shows app is Mike the Movie Guy. That is me. If you're a fan of the old TV tag, get glue, get on it, and let's talk The Strain. Great community, all that good stuff. Also, shout outs to the Strain addicts out there. And we'll be back with more of The Strain. Oh, I can't wait to talk about the next episode.
The battle has begun. An evil is spreading, changing the human race, literally turning us into monsters. We must fight. All of us. Fight to save our civilization. Fight or die. The Strain.